B-Pod Studios.
I need your help. I think I'm losing it here, man.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Tuesday.
The days are starting to blur together.
So, it's Tuesday.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
It's Tuesday morning.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Why are we waking up?
You got a show to do.
To entertain folks.
And also to
help people
get through this.
Okay, if you say so.
It's showtime. Hit it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 44. Partly cloudy day today. Chance of a rain shower, high 68 and down to 56 tonight. Tomorrow 72. Not too shabby. We'll take that. All right, LBF, you did it in your news. It's not a spoiler alert. It was an early enough game. Pats lost.
Yeah.
And you had a theory about Brian Hoyer, the backup quarterback, or as you like to call him, the understudy.
Yeah, he's no Peggy Sawyer.
Now, who's Peggy Sawyer?
She's the girl in 42nd Street who went out of, like, went on stage, a showgirl, and then came out a star.
Oh. That's the line. The backup understudy.
She was the understudy.
I love how she says that, like, we should know that.
Yeah,
Peggy Sawyer.
You know.
You know.
She's Peggy Sawyer.
That's what I said last night. Dave's like, what?
Yes, right. Yeah. I didn't hear Tony Romo say that.
Yeah,
either.
Well, if I was calling these games, I'd be like, listen, this guy's no Peggy Sawyer.
Yeah.
And everyone would know.
Right.
They'd be smarter for it.
Yeah, then they wouldn't know who Peggy Sawyer was, but they'd want her to play.
Anyway,
immediately, because it was not pretty.
I feel bad for the guy, but I feel like Belichick. It's like when a guy dates a girl for like 20 years and then never marries or dumps her for a young person. It's like he's holding on to Hoyer, and Hoyer's never going to be really that great, and he should just let him go. He's free to move around the country.
Well, I don't want to get into it because we don't have time, but. He's a backup quarterback. What you're saying is people should have backup, you know, girlfriends and boyfriends. Is that what you're saying?
That's a leap, but
yeah,
probably.
Okay. Right. So things don't work out. You call in the backup. Let me know how that works.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah, it was
not as nice.
Hey, listen, you get a moment to shine, and he didn't.
And he
shine.
Didn't, and that's the worst part.
Yeah, I don't know how he sleeps today because the project's
okay.
Got home like 4 o'clock, I think. Ugh. Anywho, with Cam, I think we win, but that's just my thought. Elton John is your 80s artist of the day today, so that's good.
Oh, great.
Elton, star of the show. He's worth $1,500 today. At 8, noon, and 4 o'clock, we play Elton. You be caller number 100. You win $500. That's easy, right?
Yeah, that's easy.
Peggy
Even
Sawyer.
Even Boyer could do it.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
Get with live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR. Or WROR.com.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yes, we are. Brought to you by Riviera University. Transform your future with a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviera University and choose from programs in business, nursing, psychology, and public health. Learn more today at RivieraRadio.com. LBF, what's cool?
Why are your pumpkins purple?
Purple pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
But they're not?
No.
Well, you should have purple pumpkins.
Oh, I didn't know. Is that the end thing? We'll find out.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, Game of Thrones fans. We've got something new for you. It's just out with some interesting inside info.
I just started watching that show.
I know.
Yeah. I'm on season one and a half.
Oh, all right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lot to watch.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm enjoying it.
Don't do it at night with the curtains open.
Huh? No?
No. People will think you're a weirdo.
Oh, no. That would just confirm it. That's all. And I'm going to tell you, which restaurants would people flock to or planning to flock to as soon as things open all the way up? What are you going to open your mouth to?
Okay.
Top five coming up.
All right.
All righty.
Purple pumpkins. Why do people have them?
Why?
Well, it's a few weeks before Halloween, and people are trying to figure out how they're going to celebrate. You know, the CDC says it's a high-risk activity, trick-or-treating, but they haven't canceled it. And now some people are trying to find a way to make the holiday a little safer. Meet the purple pumpkin. It means that they are following COVID-19 safety rules and no one there has tested positive. So putting a purple pumpkin on your porch, say that three times fast, is so
porch.
That people will, you know, be able to go there and it's safe.
Where do you get a purple pumpkin?
You just paint it.
You paint?
You purchase it, then paint the purple pumpkins.
Purchase the paint, then purchase pumpkins, then paint the pumpkins.
Right.
Purple.
Yeah. In Peabody. Yeah.
No, I still want then to put say it on that your porch. Thing.
Go ahead. Yeah, right.
What? The first joke I ever learned.
No, go ahead.
No.
You can't say it?
I cannot, but
no,
I'm
don't say
it.
That.
Don't hold it. Hold it.
Don't
hold
say
it.
That.
Okay, say Brian that. Bell, okay. What's cool?
Hey, Game of Thrones fans.
Just making Brian nervous.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, you...
Good.
You remember the coffee cup in season 8? Bob, you probably...
I've been hearing about
you
it.
You probably won't see it in your rewatch.
Oh, I remember
Why?
That.
Because
the Starbucks cup,
they've
right?
They've digitally scrubbed it out.
Aww.
But when it happened live on the air, when it first aired...
Nobody
boom,
saw it, right?
Coffee cup, right in the scene. And there's a new book out that's actually out today. It's called Fire Cannot Kill the Dragon, Game of Thrones, and the official untold story of the epic series. And two of the showrunners... in the book, we're saying, how did we not see it? This is what David Benioff said. When I saw it on TV, I was like, how did I not see that?
Right.
One of the other guys, Dan Weiss, says, I've seen that shot 1,000 times. We're always looking at their faces or how the shot sat with the faces on either side of it. I felt like we were participants in a psychology experiment where you don't see the gorillas running in the background because you're counting the basketballs.
Right. I love that.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
right.
There's all sorts of cool new stuff. Book is out today. Fire Cannot Kill the Dragon. We've already watched everything, so maybe read a book.
It's great. Was it Khaleesi?
Yeah.
That's how he always says
I've never seen Game of Thrones.
Khaleesi. Thrones. You haven't?
Nope.
Ooh.
I heard about the Red Wedding, and I was like, no.
Should have been called Game of Beds.
Yeah, I know.
Anywho. Okay, so if you are going to risk your health and eat at a restaurant, you might as well eat at one that's going to pump you full of unlimited bread. Am I right?
Yeah.
Right. Here are the top 5 restaurants people say they will go to, they will flock to as soon as these chains are, open and there's a confidence that you can go back. Top 5 are, at number 5, Denny's. When was the last time you went to Denny's?
I don't, never.
These are,
it's been a minute.
I was a Shoney's. That was the thing down south.
Shoney's down south, yeah. Number 4 is Chili's. These are national chains. Number 3 is Applebee's.
Ugh.
Hey, no, be nice. 2 for $20. Olive Garden with their unlimited bread and salad is number 2. And number 1, you'll never guess number 1.
Cracker Barrel?
Nope. The Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been to a Texas.
Pretty good.
Are they good?
Yeah.
I've never been.
I mean, they're steak and whatever.
Yeah, they got meat.
Yeah. That's the top 5 people say they'll flock to. Number 1 overall is Texas Roadhouse.
Really?
I should flock to it. I've never been to one.
Yeah, you should try.
You ever been to one?
Nope.
Well, what's holding you back? You ever been to one of these?
Jimmy Buffett?
No.
Margaritaville. They're good.
I saw one that I walked by.
They're fun. Good burgers. Paradise. Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. 6:30. Partly cloudy today. A chance of a rain shower later at a high of 68. Down to 56 tonight. Tomorrow, cloudy. And look for a chance of rain again, a high 72. Not bad, though. These temps are nice for October 6th. We'll take it.
Yep.
51 in Boston now. I love the story. Here's a guy who decided when he was 30, he wanted to find himself a girlfriend. He was tired of playing the games. Mm-hmm. All the internet dating and all that just wasn't working for him. So Mark Rofe, he's from Sheffield, England, said he spent $500 to rent a billboard to try and find himself a girlfriend.
Yep.
Billboard that said, quote, single, date Mark. That's all it was. Not even a picture.
Not even a picture.
Just date Mark. Somehow, it actually worked. 28-year-old woman reached out to Mark through the website he put on the billboard. He says she reached out. Before it got any mainstream media attention, they started talking. Well, he wound up going on a date with her, as well as 2 other women who applied. But he connected with her the most. And now they are in a relationship and in love.
Well, I got to see a picture of these people.
Mark.
I got to see it.
Mark Rofe, R-O-F-E, from Sheffield, England. I like that story.
Why?
$500? You got off Tinder and all that other stuff? Because he sifted through the women who weren't seriously looking for a relationship, and he found what he wanted. What's the matter?
He wanted a woman who would respond to a number on a billboard.
Yeah, a website.
I don't know.
What's the matter?
Well, he's wearing a white tank top and sunglasses in this photo.
Yeah.
I didn't use a picture.
Yeah.
Right. Just
dating Mark. One man, one billboard, and one mission.
I think listen, you should give him credit for being, willing to put it out there. Find a wife or a girlfriend. He's happy. She's happy. I can't believe you're...
I don't know why I'm not into this. Because I like love, and I think it's like a nice thing, but...
No, you'd like this story.
I don't know why.
What bugs you about it?
Him.
Okay. Jeez, there you go. Poor guy.
I know.
Maybe that's why he wasn't getting any luck on the sites.
Yeah, I mean, dating is hard.
Shallow women were not connecting with him, so he needed a woman who was not shallow.
Okay.
Found it. Okay?
I guess that's not me.
No. You wouldn't be calling Mark Rofe.
I feel bad. I don't know.
That's fine. All right. Dirty Laundry, what's coming up?
Well, I have some news about Nicole Kidman dishing on her marriage with Tom Cruise.
Okay.
I read the article yesterday.
Mm. Okay. Was it a love cruise? We'll find out. All right.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Brian Johnson there, lead singer for AC/DC, 73 yesterday.
Really?
Man.
Good for him.
Yeah. What if he still tours with that? Wow. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be.
All right, Dirty Laundry brought to you by SBLIBF.
Huh? What did Nicole Kidman say about Tom Cruise in a New York Times?
What did Nicole say to Tom? Okay.
About Tom Cruise.
I got you.
But before I get to that, I want to mention a couple of things.
Mm.
Spoiler alert.
No.
Dancing with the Stars. Anne Heche gone.
That's not a spoiler alert.
What do you mean?
Got to give them like 3 seconds.
I did. I said spoiler alert, and then that's
you got
it.
Me. Okay. Next time we'll do it.
That's spoiler alert.
I said it.
Spoiler alert, Anne Heche. Okay. All right.
Anyway,
that's
she
fine.
Was. And Tyra Banks messed up last night on live TV. She said somebody was safe when in fact they were in the bottom three and then had to grab them back.
Tom Bergeron doesn't do that.
Poor Tommy.
Nuh-uh.
I'm still being nice about Tyra because she's new.
Hey, she took the job. That's all.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Tori Spelling talking eye contact. So Jessica Alba said that when she starred on Beverly Hills 90210, it was like a guest appearance. She was not allowed to look at the cast directly in the eye. But Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling say that is completely untrue. They have a new podcast, and it's called 90210MG, which I love.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, if anybody was, they said, I don't remember it. I have the world's worst memory, but I remember her being super talented, and she's sweet, and that's it. But
who was super talented?
Jessica Alba.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she's super talented, but she's got a very lovely line of, like, skincare.
Good to know.
Game of Thrones prequel finds a lead. I just want to let you know because you're on Game of Thrones now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Patty Considine has signed on to star in HBO's House of the Dragon to play King Viserys the First. I don't know about any of that.
I tell you, things change so fast on that show. You actually need a scoreboard.
Right.
Yeah.
You do.
As soon as you figure out who somebody is,
they're dead.
Off with their head.
Their head's gone. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's something else. I like it, though.
It definitely does.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so what did Nicole Kidman say about her marriage to Tom Cruise in a New York Times magazine piece?
Yes.
Not much. She really keeps it close
spoiler
to the vest.
Alert. I mean, geez.
It's a pretty it's not a fascinating article. I read the whole thing yesterday.
It's not
it's like good, but you know, sometimes actors and actresses get like really
she's
into
she's not dishing, right?
Yeah, they just get into like the craft crap and I'm like, "No. I need to know what the Scientology contract is
Nobody
all
talks about Tom.
No.
Nobody.
It's really weird. Yeah. So anyway, she said she was talking about how she was working with Stanley Kubrick on Eyes Wide Shut. Did you ever see that?
That was a freaky movie.
Crazy. I
still don't get it. I want to go to that party, but I still don't.
I don't want to go to that party. That was... I would cry if anybody took me to that party.
Okay.
You're weird.
What? It was interesting.
Anyway, she said she was happily married through that. Because everyone, they suspected that they were on the outs during Eyes Wide Shut. But she said, we were happily married through that. We would go go-kart racing after those scenes. We'd rent out a place and go racing at 3 in the morning. I don't know what else to say. Maybe I don't have the ability to look back and dissect it, or I'm not willing to. We had 2 kids, and we were living in a trailer on the lot, making spaghetti because Stanley liked to eat with us sometimes. We were working with the greatest filmmaker and learning about our lives and enjoying our lives on set. So that was all she said, all she wrote.
So he paid her.
Okay. Got it.
I think he did.
He paid her to be quiet.
That was such a weird
He did
movie.
That with Katie Holmes, right?
That's a Christmas movie, by the way.
Yeah. I saw it on Hallmark. Yeah, sure. Good point.
It is.
Okay.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Breaker 1-9. What's your 20?
They can see right down to this car, you know that?
Well, so what? That's why I used to love to drive those trucks, darling.
Have a good day, and a better one tomorrow, good buddy.
I'm the 10-4.
Here we go. True Confession Tuesday, and maybe you're asking yourself, self, why are they playing Truckers?
Well,
I'll tell you why. We had a fun call Friday. So Friday, we were talking about fun facts that you might want to share.
Yeah.
Okay? So somebody called, a woman called, her husband is a truck driver, and she shared a little fun fact with us that we did not know about trucks.
Yes.
And truck drivers, when you let them, they let you merge in front of them, they would appreciate a quick little hazard-like flash.
Yeah, little flash.
That's a thank you.
I didn't know it, but now I know.
I didn't know it either.
So
then after that, we started talking to some truck drivers about other fun stuff. And
we did.
So we decided to make this a Trucker True Confession Tuesday. So here's our first trucker, okay, with his true confession.
Oh boy, I got stories for you.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen it all.
Well, he has a bird's eye view.
Pretty much. But the best thing I've ever seen was a woman putting on pantyhose while she was driving.
Oh, wow. My God. That is dangerous.
Mm. Yeah.
That's dangerous.
How do you do
on
that?
A flat surface.
I know.
Oh, boy, you kept driving right alongside her, though.
Oh, she stayed right next to me.
Well, this is True Confessions of a Truck Driver.
Oh, that's a good one. We got to get some truck driver confessions.
I've seen stuff you only seeing porn movies.
Oh my goodness.
God. This is awesome.
Oh my God. Come really, on. Bob?
In broad daylight driving down 93, they stayed right next to me doing it.
Oh my God, this is great. True Confessions of a Truck Driver.
Okay, you
We're
are
doing
sick
this.
Ticket.
He is, isn't he?
No, you are.
Well, years ago, and I used to known as the gas man.
All right.
I worked for the gas company.
Yeah, that's great. Well, good story. What's your first name?
Jim.
We're going to go with Jim.
The guys call me Jim, the women call me James, and everybody else calls me J.D.
All right, JD. Thank you for those little fun details. All right. Thanks, JD.
All right, you're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Look at that. He's seen a woman change her pantyhose, or at least put some on, while driving.
While driving.
That's talent.
That is talent.
One leg at a time, I'm sure.
Right. I would hope so.
He said he drove right alongside of her.
I'm trying to see what the hydraulics of that, and I just can't.
You keep one on the pedal.
Yeah.
You could do in cruise control if you're doing
that. Right.
Just a thought. We don't recommend it. But it'd be fun to hear from other truck drivers.
Yeah.
You know, they're out there. You guys are listening. If you want to get true confession, things you've seen in your truck. Okay? Because we know you've seen
stuff. They've got to see a lot. They have a great vantage point.
Well, you have a convertible. They ever drive up next to you and when you were driving with the top down?
When I was young.
Oh, when you were young.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Now they're like, let that old lady go.
No,
I'm not old.
Anyhow, so we'd love to hear from truck drivers with their true confession. Things you've seen on the road. If you want to give us a call, 888-410-1057.
80s and more. 1057 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Breaker 1-9. What's your 20?
They can see right down to this car, you know that?
Well, so what? That's why I used to love to drive those trucks, darling.
Have a good day. Have a better one tomorrow, good buddy.
I'm the
10-4. All right. You got to salute the truck drivers out there. Listen, through this whole pandemic.
They keep America moving.
Right? You wouldn't be having that beautiful, soft, two-ply toilet paper if it wasn't for these guys.
Nope.
And gals that do it. So we thought we'd dedicate today's True Confession to the truckers.
Yes.
And all the fun stuff they've seen. Yeah. So we're calling today Big Trucking Confessions.
And Bob is considering a career change.
Yeah, I think I might, after hearing these
guys.
Yeah,
it's like, wow.
All right, we got Brian the trucker, not Brian our guy, but Brian the trucker's got some stories he'd like to share with us. A trucking confession, here we go.
I was on my way back, late Wednesday night on Route 2, and I was minding my own business, this was after dark, and I had a small car coming up, passing me, but they slowed down. I said,
uh-oh.
All of a sudden, they snapped on the interior light.
Okay.
With one of those sunroofs.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I happened to look down, and oh boy. There was a young lady, nothing from the, let's say, from the waist down.
Wow.
That is messed
and,
up.
And you can use your imagination. She kind of like...
Bob is.
Put it down and...
Was she by herself?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And I thought to myself, I would love to, but you never know what's floating around.
No.
So I said,
safety first.
Are you driving a truck now?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yes, man, that's what I was thinking.
Are you driving now?
I am driving now with my Bluetooth. Yes, sir.
Still right. Searching for that
give
girl.
LBF give LBF a toot.
There you go. Exciting. I love it. I love
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Brian. All right, bye, Brian. All right, who's up? Steven?
Yes.
Steven, do you have a big truck and confession?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear it.
I'd say it was about 15 or so years ago, heading up 495, and I hear this horn beeping beside me. I look out, pull the window down, a young girl goes, rips her shirt up and says, how do you like these?
Oh, my God.
And then they take off, and then two vehicles in front of me, I can hear the horn beeping again, and I can see her arms throwing up. Yeah, she was showing them off to everybody.
Maybe she just got them.
Yeah, that's what I said. They must be brand new and she's showing them off.
Well, you saw them, were they? I mean,
They were very nice, too.
They were nice. Oh, all right, Steven, give LBF a toot. Go ahead. There we go.
Nice. Love it. Love
thanks,
it.
Steven. Keep trucking.
See you. Have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye. See, that's a fun story. And it's just Steven out on the road as we speak. That's why I like when they do the horn.
That never happened on BJ and the Bear.
Well, he had a monkey. I mean, you're looking at him going, you know, somebody said that. Back in the 70s, truckers had to have a monkey.
What?
You ever see the Clint Eastwood movie?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Any Which Way But Loose?
Yeah, that monkey.
Right.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, you get lonely.
Get anyway, so it's, if you have a true trucking confession, that's dangerous that you want to make, give us a call. 888-410-1057.
Be careful,
truck driver. I'm very careful. All right, LBF coming up, Dirty Laundry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're doing that.
Yeah. Daniel Craig, what he's not going to miss... about being James Bond.
Okay, that's coming up in 15. Brian.
All right, 10-10, we're on the side.
Yeah.
I just want to get a CB and be
remember
a trucker.
Remember CBs?
Do they still use CBs, though?
Yeah, man.
The truckers still
sure.
do that? Are you serious?
I think so.
Well, if you're a trucker, let me know.
All right.
I'm curious about that.
All that studying of Smokey and the Bandit is gone for nothing. All right.
Let's see what's happening in the world of Hollywood and beyond and get some good dirty laundry. LBF.
Okay. Well, Nicole Kidman talks marriage with Tom Cruise, but only a little bit. There's some Game of Thrones news that's happening, but I want to talk about Daniel Craig very quickly.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
James Blonde.
James Blonde. He was on Jimmy Fallon, and he was talking about his last James Bond film, which actually has been postponed until next year. It's filmed and everything's set for release, but they're not going to release it until next year when the movie
when people can
open.
Go to theaters.
Yes.
If they're going to be open.
I know.
The Regals is closing.
Just for, like, temporarily.
Okay, good.
So I'm just hopeful about maybe that being normal.
Back to normal.
Anyway, so he's just like, there are a couple of things I won't miss about being James Bond, and here's what he had to say.
I don't get it very often, but sometimes I'll be sat somewhere, maybe in a hotel lobby or somewhere, you know, where there's a bar, maybe. It can be literally 9 a.m. in the morning, and a martini will be shoved in front of me. Back in the day, there may be a time when a 9 a.m. martini may have been a kind of nice thing, but just I'm just not. They don't go down so well now. So 9 a.m. I love a martini, but 9 a.m. is a bit tough. I won't miss that.
Can I be James Bond? Because I could deal with that. I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere,
well,
Daniel.
Well, 9 o'clock is tough.
Oh, God.
He sounded funny. He didn't sound like
James
Bond.
Yeah, I
want to
talk about that. He has, like, an actor voice, and then he has his regular voice.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah.
I expect him to be the James Bond dude.
Right.
Anyway,
I don't know. That kind of, like, pulled away the curtain, and I'm not really
into it. Yeah, I don't like
Nicole
that.
Pay no attention to the man behind
him. Yes.
No, I will not do it. Nicole Kidman made a rare comment about her marriage to Tom Cruise. It was in the New York Times Magazine. Big, long article. It takes a little while, but I'm going to jump to the good stuff for you. She was talking about when she made Eyes Wide Shut.
Yes.
With Stanley Kubrick and starring Tom Cruise. Weirdo movie.
Totally.
Not a big fan. Categorized as a Christmas movie, if you want to know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, why are you wearing that mask?
I mean, people speculated because right after that movie, they got a divorce, and it was a sexually charged movie.
Hello.
So she said, no, we were happily married through that. We would go go-kart racing after those scenes. We'd rent out a place and go racing at 3 in the morning. I don't know what else to say. Maybe I don't have the ability to look back and
so
dissect it.
So she's not throwing any dirt around. You got to respect that.
She just said she was too.
That's not going to sell any books.
They had two kids and lived in the trailer on the set. Yeah. And they had really enjoyed their lives.
Okay.
I know. I wanted a little goods. I don't think she's contractually able to talk about that marriage.
Yeah, I don't.
Just like Katie Holmes.
He writes checks.
I just want so bad to know what that was all about with Katie Holmes. Was it a set up Tom Cruise thing where they wanted to get in Scientology, wanted to marry her off? And you think?
I don't know.
You haven't spent time thinking about
it? No, not much.
Wow. Oh, my God. I've spent, like, good, solid days thinking about Katie Holmes and her.
That's why this is your job, LBF.
Yep. That's right. I'm thinking, why did Brian Hoyer throw interceptions and
you
take
think
the
about
sacks?
That?
Yeah.
You
he
do.
Took a couple of unnecessary sacks. You throw the ball. But anyway.
No, I never think about those things.
Okay, fine. What else you got?
Game of Thrones prequel finds a lead. I just want to let you know because you're watching Game of Thrones for the first time.
I like it.
English actor Paddy Considine has signed on to House of the Dragon to play some king.
Okay. They come and go.
I can't pronounce anything of
it. No, it's good.
Well, that's why I don't talk about it.
No, and you shouldn't, yeah. I'm enjoying it, though. I'm at 1.5 seasons in.
Okay.
People, they're like, wow, they killed him, too. And her.
They kill a lot of people.
Wow, there's a lot of head chopping on that show. Okay, you done?
I'm done.
All right, good. 8 o'clock.
Can I go home?
Yeah, no, you cannot. I need you to answer the phone. Because 8 o'clock, somebody's going to win $500. We play Elton John at 8.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
More at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, brought to you by Window Nation. They will help you beat the cold weather by offering two free windows for every two you buy. For more info, visit windownation.com. Okay, we have a designated player today. Jackie from Everett called, and she's ready to play. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
I love it. No pressure. You just heard us look for a caller, and there you have it. Right?
Hey, yeah, let's hope.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Jackie. What do you do? Where are you?
I'm a hairdresser. I'm at work. I work in an assisted living. I'm a mom of two, grandmother of two.
Very nice.
That's great.
And you could probably use $1,000, right?
That would be helpful for the holidays.
All right, let's see if we can get you that. Jackie, you're familiar with Super Smart, right? Just get 10 right, get $1,000. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. If LBF has time, she will get back to it. All right, Jackie, here we go.
What is 9 plus 8?
17.
Which former member of Genesis had a hit with One More Night?
Phil Collins.
Who was Nicole Kidman's first husband?
Tom Cruise.
What old Massachusetts town is nicknamed which city?
I'm sorry?
What Massachusetts town is nicknamed which city?
Oh, Salem.
What is the second full moon in a month called?
The blue moon.
What sports event did Rosie Ruiz win by cheating in 1980?
Oh, the marathon.
Yuma, Arizona is the sunniest place on earth. True or false?
True.
Which two U.S. states begin with the letter V?
Virginia and pass.
What world leader sold the Louisiana Territory to the United States?
Pass.
What is a dromedary?
Pass.
You are on fire.
You got the first seven right, just so you know. Jackie, not bad.
That's great.
It's the last three.
Thank you.
Gotcha.
All right. Yeah. So Vermont and Virginia.
Halfway. Just a little, 7.5 right.
Over the weekend.
Yes.
You were there over the weekend.
Oh, my God.
God, it makes it worse. Sorry.
The pressure was building.
Exactly. What world leader sold the Louisiana Territory to the United States? Napoleon. And a dromedary is a one-humped camel.
There it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually gave Napoleon had a complex for selling that, too.
You'll learn something new every day.
Right? That's exactly it.
Never
thank you.
It. Hey, you also won something, though, Jackie. How about a $50 Kowloon restaurant gift card?
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, you're in Everett?
That's great.
Look at that.
Yeah, right
nearby,
up the street.
Hey, while you're there, be sure to check out Kowloon's outdoor events during the last good weather days. Visit KowloonRestaurant.com or call 781-233-0077 for more info. Hey, Jackie, your pleasure. Okay,
thank you so much. You have a good day.
We appreciate you listening.
Hang on.
There it is. Very good. No pressure for Jackie.
She was flying by. I thought maybe she was going to get it.
Me too. You were scared. But anyway,
I wasn't scared. It's your money.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
LBF, what do you got that's cool you want to share with everybody today?
Why are your pumpkins purple?
Purple pumpkins. Mm-hmm. Purple pumpkin eaters. Okay.
Purple pumpkins.
Maybe they're
in the
cold.
Patch.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, Brian. Game of Thrones fans, something new for you.
Exciting.
Yeah, I know you're watching it, Bob.
I'm enjoying it. Okay, I'm going to tell you why your taste in music might be predetermined by something about your parents. Oh, yeah.
If they listen to Ethel Merman, well, that's what happened to me.
Okay. You'll be great. You'll be swell.
That's not it, for the record, but stay tuned. Okay, LBF.
Okay, purple pumpkins. What does it mean? Well, Halloween's a little tricky this year.
Yeah.
Get it?
Mm. Yeah.
And,
Oh, boy.
Good. Rubbing off.
Right? It's catchy.
I get it.
So parents who want to partake in trick-or-treating, which the CDC is, says is not a good idea, are going to put purple pumpkins on their stoop to say, to indicate that they are COVID-free and that they are, you know, being COVID-safe.
Where do we get the purple pumpkin?
You have to paint them.
Oh, you got to paint a pumpkin purple.
Okay. Yes. Please. Yes.
So purchase paint your pumpkin purple and put it on your porch.
In Peabody.
Whoa.
That's pretty good.
That's really impressive.
Thank you very much.
Here's the only thing. What if it's dark and you can't see the purple
pumpkin? Light it up, Bob.
Oh, on the porch. Okay.
What if you just put a purple light in it?
You could put, maybe.
Ah?
That's a good idea.
That's genius. Okay. B. Bell for the win. Okay, Brian, what do you got?
All right, Game of Thrones. I know everyone except Bob has finished watching the series, I think. You're getting into it now, so that's good.
I like it a lot.
You haven't gotten to the episode where the cup, the Starbucks cup shows up. Season 8, the coffee cup. It was huge.
Haven't gotten there yet.
And you think,
not those cups.
How could that have happened? My cup overflow. Well, there's a new book out, Fire Cannot Kill a Dragon, Game of Thrones and the Official Untold Story from the Epic Series. That's a long title. It's out today, but some of the showrunners were talking about the coffee cup scene. You won't see it in the replays. They've digitized it out.
I don't know why'd they do that.
But when they watched it live, one of the guys, David Benioff, said, "How did I not see that?" And one of the other showrunners, Dan Weiss, said, "I'd seen that shot 1,000 times. We're always looking at the faces or how the shot sat with the shots on either side of it. I felt like we were participants in a psychology experiment where you don't see the gorillas running in the background because you're counting basketballs."
That's right.
So there's all sorts of inside stuff.
This is a scene. It's a table set, right? So there was a lot of other
Khaleesi
stuff on
was
the
at her, you know,
Khaleesi.
Table there.
I like her.
Drinking a Starbucks.
All right.
She's fun.
Is she?
Yes. Yes. Dragon.
What do you want to click on, like, Netflix and go, pervy shows?
No, that's not what I know. What are you talking about?
A lot of people watched it.
Follow
a lot of
Game people of pervs. No, not in my house. Okay.
Just Bob in his house.
That's fine. Go get a purple pumpkin. Leave me alone. According to a new study, a baby develops a love for either faster music or slower music based on their parents' height.
Yeah. Right.
Shorter parents tend to have babies who like faster music. Taller parents tend to have babies who like the slow jams. Researchers think it's because shorter parents take faster steps when they're walking around with the baby, so the baby likes that faster rhythm. The experience of walking is at the rate of the person who's carrying them around, so they're getting lots of experience at that tempo. There you have it.
All
so it's more like your mother probably carried you more than your dad, right?
Probably, but you know what?
How tall is Beth?
She's little. She's like 5'3".
Yeah.
And she went for the slow jams.
Oh.
I mean, you haven't lived until you've been carried around to Neil Sedaka's The Hungry Years. Yeah.
I guess I haven't lived.
Nope, I'm good. Anyway. That's the science on that. Brandon Copeland, number 52, linebacker for the New England Patriots, joins us very early this morning. Hey, thanks for calling, Brandon.
Thanks for having me. How you doing?
Good. Were you in, it's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Were you in Kansas City last night?
Yeah, I was. Oh, I'm lucky to be.
Wow.
You must be tired.
What time did you touch down at Logan?
I think it was about 3 a.m.
Oh,
3
my God.
A.m. I've been to Brian 4, so.
Jeez.
Yeah.
You guys
but
sleep,
I'm here with
sleep,
you guys.
Did you sleep on the plane at all? Or?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I was able to get a little bit of shut eye on the plane and got a little bit right before this. But
dang,
I'm a man of my word.
You are. We appreciate that. Tough game last night. Yeah. We'll set that aside. It's just the defense was great. That's what we can say that.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll leave it at that, Brandon. Hey, the reason he's up and calling us this morning is Brandon's got a special event happening tonight for the folks at fitmoney.org. You want to tell us about this assembly you got going on tonight?
Yeah. I'm excited. I think virtual assembly, usually in typical times or the old norm, I guess, I'd be going into schools almost on a weekly basis and just trying to encourage kids, help them, get excited about their education. And clearly in this new norm, we're all at home, and some of us doing some in-person education, some doing virtual. You know, we'll have fun regardless, and I'm looking forward to tonight at 7 p.m.
All right.
Oh, we're talking to Brandon Copeland of New England Patriots, who's up early this morning to talk to us. But also, you're a professor of finance at the University of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Tell me about, like, in between.
I know what you're
football.
Talking about.
I know.
Yeah.
So, how long have you been doing that, and why is Fit Money so important to you?
Yeah, so this offseason will be my third year teaching at UPenn. And for me, it's about providing access to information and education. I think when you look at all the years of all the things that we're taught in schools, for some reason, we don't teach the things that, in my opinion, you know, frankly, matter. The constants of life, the how to buy a house, the buying versus leasing a car, the good debt versus bad debt, budgeting. So we literally have a class. We've created a class called Life 401, and it's literally about just that.
Yeah, you know, I love this, Brandon, because when I was in school, I always thought they should have this life course where here's how you balance a check. Here's how, you know, you make sure you got enough money. You're not getting buried there. And that's what this is about. And it's for the age group, what, 7th to 12th grade. And anybody can register for this to watch. And this gets great.
Yeah, anyone can register. Come to my social media platform, my Instagram, at BCOPE, B-C-O-P-E 5-1. And the link is right there to register. It's free. Invite a friend, invite your parent, a teacher, et cetera, a classmate. So we're going to have some fun.
That's exciting.
I mean, I know. I think I might. Can I join? I know I'm not in high school, but boy, I need
your daughter help. Is.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'll use her.
Brandon. Brandon Copeland, he's a linebacker for the New England Patriots, on the phone with us this morning. You're a professor of finance at University of Pennsylvania, which is an Ivy League school. You're breaking the mold, Brandon, of what football players are supposed to be like here.
Trying to maximize the platform, man. I have a lot of different things that I personally am interested in, and I have the fortune of having a grandfather who played 11 years, and you know, I've been able to learn a lot from him and also see his life after football. And one of the best lessons he gave to me was, you know, anything that I want to do, go for it. Try it. Why not? Right? Especially while you have the platform.
And when Professor Copeland says, do your homework, you do it.
Yeah, you do it. Sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Brandon, we know you had a long night, to say the least, and you probably want to get some shut-eye in before the big event tonight. Again, if you want to join it, register at fitmoney.org. Hey, Brandon, good luck with the rest of the season, too.
Thank you so much.
I think we'll get Cam back. It's going to be okay.
Likewise. I'm excited about it. I appreciate you all taking the time.
You betcha. Awesome. Thank you, Brandon.
Go Patriots.
Okay,
thanks.
Go Pats. Bye-bye.
Wow, man.
Nice guy. Super smart. And just flew in from Kansas City, and he's going to be doing this tonight.
He's going to be tired.
Yeah, it's gonna be, but he's got the juice. He's ready to do it. If you want to sign up, register at fitmoney.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.